Gather round, gather round. My name is Uncle Ron. You've landed on my porch. Grab a chair, have a seat, get some coffee or some cold brew. Let's have a conversation about how you can grow your business using organic digital marketing methods. I am here to give you the tips, tricks, and cheat codes that I use every single day in running and growing my businesses using these exact organic digital marketing methods that you hear me talk about. One thing I want to make very clear, the things that I talk about on this podcast are the things that I do every single day to run and grow my businesses. I know some of you wonder if it works. I would like to point out that as we are closing in on the end of 2024, my insurance agency will be up over 50% in top line revenue year over year. It is all attributable to the things that I talk about on this podcast. If you are not sure whether or not it can work for you, it takes some time, it takes some effort, but it absolutely works. If you don't have the time or the energy to put in that effort, Sprocket Expert Optimizations is here to do it for you. Go to sprocketops.com, hit the contact form, send me a message so that we can have a conversation about how I can help you grow your business using these exact digital marketing methods. This week on the porch, we are talking about the finger principle. One of the things that people ask me is, how do I get started? I understand you want me to define my audience. I understand that you want me to define an offer that I'm going to make to them. I understand that I have to craft messages. I understand that I can create videos and do this on YouTube or social media or my website. But I'm really not sure how to actually do the work and get started. That's where we're going to use the finger principle. F-I-N-G-R makes a really nice acrostic for Uncle Ron. Yesterday, we talked about that first mover message. You want to be the first person into a niche, a sub niche, a new online market. You want to have the message that goes there first because you control it. One of the things that people get hung up on when they began to create that message is they are looking for perfection. They are looking for the ideal set of words that will make everyone take action. Friends, I am here to tell you that idea of the ideal is stupid. People fear being wrong so much that they stay paralyzed and don't take a step forward. They are unwilling to put their big toe in the pool because they're afraid the water's gonna be cold. That's how you go out of business and have to work for the man. You will never craft a perfect message or a perfect offer. Quit worrying about it like a moron. You have to understand that when you begin to deploy marketing and advertising, none of us have a perfect offer. Gary Halbert is considered the godfather and best direct response marketing copywriter ever. I love his work. I study his work. I try to learn from his sons who were taught by Gary, but things were never perfect. Especially the first time something was put out there. What we are looking for is to get that first message out there that we can collect data on, then we are going to make progress. We are going to adapt and refine based on the feedback that we're receiving from that message and that offer that we're putting into the marketplace. If you think that you are going to work on something so long that it becomes perfect, you will die and never accomplish anything. Worry about making progress, not perfection. As you begin to put that message in front of people, you will get feedback from them. If all you hear are crickets, that's feedback. That says your message and your offer is not quite right. You need to adjust it to the words that they are using themselves. I've talked in the past about people from New York trying to come to Texas and try to speak Texan. It always makes me laugh because they suck at it. I don't go to New York and try to talk like I'm from the Bronx. It doesn't work. I don't speak Canadian. I could learn some of it and I could capture some words from people who are up there so that I could begin to help them, but I don't speak Canadian. Everything I know about speaking Canadian came from Strange Brew in 1985. Genius movie, by the way. you have to get a message out there and you have to take the feedback, the data that it's giving you. Are you getting impressions inside search results? Are you getting clicks to your website? Are people clicking on the button that you're giving them for an offer and then not converting? That means something is broken on that sales mechanism or the data collection mechanism. You have to take that feedback, adjust, adapt, refine what it is you're doing in all of this messaging that you're providing, all of the offers that you're making. The F in finger is to be the first mover message. You want to be the first into that niche, that sub niche, that new marketplace that's going on. The ideal, the I in finger, is that it is the enemy of progress. Imperfect action always overrides inaction. It's a tale as old as time. What most people don't see about successful businesses that are continuing to run is that there was a lot of work that goes in up front. There is a lot of testing of what you're doing. There is a lot of adapting of what you're doing. There is a lot of adjusting and refining what you're doing. And people don't see those steps in the process. They only see the tip of that iceberg. You have to get out there. You have to take action. You have to put it in front of people. The finger principle is real, and you want to be first into the niche, and you want to get over the ideal so that you can take and make progress based off of the feedback that you're receiving. If you want a download at the end of this week that will help you deploy the finger principle, you need to open up a browser window, type in bit.ly/porch, capitalize a P in porch. It's important. That will allow you to be on my email list. You will get an email Saturday morning. I will summarize this finger principle. I will give you a story to help you understand it even better. And I will give you a download that you will have to keep to be able to deploy as you move forward with your business. Tomorrow here on the porch, we are going to tackle the in, and we are going to look at why numbers kill need. It's a sales principle that you need to hear. I'll see you here tomorrow on the porch.